Yo, 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 we're back. Season 3, episode 3, since May 28th, we're back.
Third episode, and the season almost over.
How is the season not over?
My thing is, are we really sure episode 3?
It's episode 3, season 3.
Can I just say, is this on? Is it even on?
It's on. We're back.
We're in the dungeon
for real.
Okay,
we're in the dungeon for real.
So this is really Link. Yeah. Link's back.
Alright, we're
doing the show for real now. Link's back. Yo, yo, yo. It's your boy, the CEO of the streets, the bully with the P, the man that y'all cannot defeat. Fucked everyone that hates on us.
You can't even say Corona anymore.
No, right. Corona, nothing.
Fuck a flu, fuck a virus, fuck a media.
That savage from the BS himself, the giant, the one, the only.
It's your boy Link, back for the motherfucking day. You know what time it is, boy. It's your boy Link, the AK, the savage with AK, the man with no filter. The only filter in my life is a water filter in my fridge called Breda. Right. Fuck out of here. You ain't on time anymore.
And you know who we got?
Back. Like I never left.
We got Mr. I Know It All.
Mr. Espinosa.
Mr. Espinosa. The E is silent. The Z is silent. Because he put you to sleep.
It's a song of the tech guy. Mr. Faxus Know It All. I'm getting fucked up in here.
He got COVID.
Poor mission.
We'll see y'all next year.
I'm getting choked up. You know, that hasn't been a while.
It's been a while.
It's been six months.
You gotta clear your pipes. Cough it out real quick. That's what she said.
We haven't been in the dungeon for a very long time.
Hit the gargle your throat real quick. Pause.
Hit the button. Hit the fucking button.
I don't know how the buttons work anymore. It's been so long.
The buttons still work. Even the iPad. Even the iPad's cracked.
the iPad's broken. The sound doesn't work.
Shit.
Damn, that shit is low. Why is it so low?
What's going on over here?
Sound guy sucks.
Here you go.
Do it right.
Hey, yo!
All right, episode. We apologize. It's been a while.
Let me blow the microphone.
Mad dust on the microphone.
Are you blowing on the microphone?
The dust, mad dusty. Nigga, it's been a while. Hey, yo.
Mr.
Espinosa!
Is he silent?
Because it puts you to sleep, nigga!
Nigga,
what niggas is putting to sleep? Wait a minute, born mission.
What?
Keep that gay flag somewhere else.
Hey, yo, wrong drink, wrong show. I thought I was doing the Balls of Fury again. My bad.
Balls of Fury?
Yeah, by the way.
Wait a minute.
Let me tell you guys, announcement. I've been doing my own sideline documentary called The Balls of Fury.
You can check it out on Lifetime.
It'll be on Netflix soon. I'll pick it up, you know what I'm saying?
It's definitely a Lifetime for you old bitches out there that want to watch Lifetime.
Right, so it's going to be a Spanish Netflix.
Oh, shit.
Spanish subtitles.
Uh-huh.
It describes my 6 months journey in Peru. I lived in a goat farm.
Balls deep in goat, I guess.
Balls of Fury, baby.
Yo,
It's like we never left.
A lot of shit has happened.
It's been six months.
A lot has happened. It's 24 hours.
Oh, God. Hit the button. Hit the savage button, please.
Savage!
The world is upside down. We had
it's been upside down.
Veterans Day. We had Election Day.
Since the veterans, I'm not even a veteran.
I thought you was a veteran.
I'm better at many things.
Not in the army, but you know,
I'm a veteran.
I thought we were veterans.
I'm a veteran.
I'm definitely a veteran.
I'm a veteran right now. They got some of my veteranness list.
What?
I can survive life right now. You know what I'm saying?
But
Training veteran.
A lot of shit has happened.
A lot.
I mean, media, sports.
Bomb dropping shit.
For clothing.
Shockers. Niggas dying today itself.
Kanye's
going insane again.
Like a surprise drop album by Nas. Shit is
fire.
Wasn't
a surprise, but okay.
It was a surprise to us, right?
You guys don't pay attention to social media.
I guess not.
Hey, you watch your mouth.
I guess not. I just want to pay attention to
that. I knew the album was coming out before you guys.
Because you know it all.
Mr. Facts. Mr.
I'm here to talk about ball deep and ghosts. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
What? What?
The fuck you what? Mean? Balls deep in goats.
I didn't say in goats.
You said in goats. You say run it back. But replay the last like 30 seconds. He said in goats. He said in goats. It's the Dominican said, roots coming out.
Hey, yo.
The Dominican roots coming out.
Seven. All I said was balls deep. And goats.
Now, you said
and
goats. Something you said.
My bad. My bad. It's the liquor. I got caught on. I'm a little rush in the mic.
Are you serious?
It's been a long time.
He ain't lying about that shit. Dominicans back in the real pure motherfuckers to fuck goats.
I mean, yes, we all have Dominicans here except for you, Danny. Technically, right?
Danny's half Dominican. Why not?
He is half Dominican. By heritage.
If he's half Dominican, that means
right. That's how it passes along. Yeah, yeah. Like,
that's how Jesus.
He's not half.
That's a quarter. That's how Jesus.
He's not Jesus.
I love Jesus.
You have a degree. You went to college. You should know this already.
Right? Motherfucker got a degree. Don't know shit. What the fuck did they do to him? Did they play stick figures?
Did they
tell you play hangman all day? Was you playing hangman?
That's all he did.
Unless you're condescending fucks. I know how G's work.
Oh, okay? No, no. He just got hit with his paddle in his ass all the time for frats.
I know the paddle hit him a bit too hard.
That was one time at September 08. Time to fuck down. Time to fuck. I told that to the confidence. All right? I might have liked it twice, but still, that's the point. All right? All right. Calm down.
We lost Mr. Espinoza. Aboard mission. He can't even handle the drinks no more.
You got to shout that Hennessy on you already? Damn, man.
Talk about college. Mr. Espinosa going to college soon.
College is a great thing. Don't decide. Listen, I'm a little drunk right now, so sorry about the misinterpretation of the gene passing through the system.
Oh, and the goal. And the ball's deep inside the goal.
But college still is a great experience. I actually liked it. I think any person who has the opportunity to go to college is a great thing. Dan, I wish you the best of luck in college. I hope that, you know, we're still able to do this from time to time.
We might do it better.
For the audience out there.
We might do it better because you might have the equipment to do it something better.
Yeah, but for the audience out there, you know, I love college. It was a great experience. I don't regret any of it. You know, the fratness part of it didn't help a lot with socializing, meeting new people, and getting vast new experiences.
I got some questions about
some
that.
Some vast new experiences that I cannot tell you because
I got some questions
me
about
getting
that.
Paddled in the back is somebody's business.
Paddling your ass, not the back, in your ass. Cheeks, spanking.
Technically upper buttock exterior area.
All right. I got some questions for you.
About
did you dorm? I don't remember. Did you dorm?
I did not dorm.
No, you didn't.
They had
right?
dorms toward the end of my last year. They built dorms in the college.
But you didn't dorm. I didn't remember.
But I spent so much time on campus up midnight.
I'm saying, because we only saw you the weekends.
I used to dorm a lot in the office, but I didn't have like, an actual dorm.
All right.
I dormed in some places. You know what I'm saying? Have a drink.
Because Dan wants a dorm. So you know what I'm saying? I mean,
listen, sleepovers are awesome. And when you dorm with co-eds, all I do, I'm going to tell you is this, savagely, fucked on the radio. You need to bring condoms. Because we already had co-ed, and I co-ed.
He is a true savage.
Listen. Summertime, for twice in a row, I was a summer tour guide for freshman class. Let me tell you that. I gave quite a tour. I was top notch. I took the tour off campus, if you know what I mean.
So who said Kanye lost his mind? Kyrie got kicked out of Nike.
What's up with the anti-Semitic Jews shit going on?
Okay, my thing is, I don't think Kyrie was wrong with what he did. He was just showing a link to a film. He never said anything about the Jews.
But my thing is,
Kanye said something about the Jews.
Right, but my thing is, if a white man said something about black people, do they go that hard on him?
Now, yes. Before, no.
I understand the Jews.
But you have to remember who the Jews are.
Let me say something to you.
Huh.
And I understand this before I say it forward.
Hold on, Mr. Espinosa has something to say.
If the oven is on and the furnace is burning, I feel sorry for them.
What the fuck does that mean?
Because you know they got burnt in World War
II. Christ, first of all. Jesus Christ!
Hey, yo,
we are not even 10 minutes. Hold on, no. Hit the button right now. Hit the button right now. We are not 10 minutes in.
My thing is, when Kyrie and Kanye West made these comments, was the furnace on or off?
Link, stop.
That's all I want to know.
We got Jews that run.
Because if it's well toasted, I don't see the problem.
We didn't kick off of iHeart for this.
iHeart, Anchor, that's it.
Okay, listen. I said worse.
Not about Jews. No.
Listen.
Listen, I'm a
Kanye. The thing about Kanye, right?
I'm a Russell.
No, 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 no.
No, hold on. I'm a third Jewish. You know why?
You just said he's third Jewish.
I have a cut on my penis. So I'm a third Jewish.
Too much.
Okay?
Too much. Hit the
my mic. Dick was Hit cut when I was younger, okay?
Oh, my
God. I had a half-done incision, which means I am a third Jewish. I'm a third Jewish. All right? How about that?
Okay.
I'm gonna third Jew to your penis.
I'm just gonna ignore what you're saying.
Shut up!
You're
Jewish.
It's
true. Right? And you know how I'm Jewish? You know how I'm Jewish? I eat dry cookies with no flavor. Nigga, I am definitely Jewish.
Okay. Oh, like I was saying,
here we go. We just got back on the air.
Are you getting kicked off the air now? Okay. So like I was saying.
Well, you said make the new episode Kanye, back on the flavor. You want a controversy? Right? His controversy. Nigga.
What Kanye did. What Kanye did was. Way more than okay, because people are downplaying it of just a comment against Jews, right?
No.
Dude said, and I quote, "I'm going to go DEFCON 3 on Jewish people." What is wrong with you?
What did Kyrie say? Nothing.
But even though he said that, what Kanye actually said technically wasn't wrong. It's how he said it.
It's why he said it.
Because.
And what he also said.
Yes.
Like, I would never say DEFCON 3 because obviously they've been through shit that happened many years ago.
You can't.
But how long are you going to write that tale?
But no,
Hold on. As a black man. Hold up. As a black man.
Blacks have been through worse.
Blacks have been.
Thousands of years worse.
But hold on.
But some going through shit.
Hold on.
To this day.
To some black people.
Right? Do you see them going online and all that shit?
Wait.
Some black people do.
So and they have the right to. Holy shit.
You're
racism on blacks
it
still exists harder.
That's true, yes.
Than Jewish.
Yeah. But no, you're saying it like it's just, oh, I got something happened to me 2 years ago and I'm still on about it now. 7 billion Jews, a large number of Jewish people were burned. Seven million?
That's what I said. But the furnaces are turned off already.
No. No, not for none. Not
that's
for blacks.
That's not fair to them.
No, not for blacks.
But well, look.
Okay. You already said it. If Kyrie was white, listen. You ready to talk? Let me tell you something. What you're doing is this. You're playing what they want you to play. You're playing them in their hand. What you have to say, what you should say is this. Everybody, the Jews went through their shit. The blacks. Okay. But. The Jews have overcome because they took over the money.
But there's still people who also have that still follow the Nazi way. Like, that still follow the Nazi mentality.
So they're not in pain. They're not in power.
Well, they're not in power, though.
They're not
that's
in power.
The thing, but still.
Jews are in power now. And I understand what you're saying. Blacks are not in power. We get a little taste.
That's my point.
We get a little taste.
That's
and then
my point. That
they
nobody
take it away.
Nobody is attacking.
We get a little...
Had it been a Jewish person... Unfortunately, made an anti-black comment.
Okay.
Would the energy have been the same?
Yes.
No.
When it comes to social media, yes.
Because the world right now is sensitive. They're going to go wear everything.
A black man fucks his co-worker at an NBA organization.
Oh, here we go.
And the whole world goes crazy.
Not the whole world.
Huh? You know how many...
Look at that black man.
Corporate
hold on.
Men
look at that black man now.
And molested... And sexually assaulted women.
But look at that man now. That man went through all that, right?
Right.
He got a job again. Still.
Exactly my goddamn point. But you killed his image. You antagonized him. You put him under the dirt. I go back all the way back to Tiger Woods.
But he fucked up.
Tiger Woods is the black man playing golf.
Black
right?
Chinese.
Black Chinese.
Black Asian. We're gonna say black Asian. Right?
How
black
many Asian, white Asian. Golfers have had cheated situations?
We don't know because they're not famous.
A whole bunch of them have.
Yeah, but why
Jack
we don't
Nicholson
know?
Jack Nicholson got caught up in mad shit. It's not on news. Why? Because
he's not famous.
No. Jack Nicholson is mad famous.
He's famous.
What are you talking about? He want to come on
mad. Come on. You're not seeing the difference.
I'm going back to the movie Dark Knight. It's like the Joker said.
What the fuck?
You kill a truck of soldiers and nobody goes crazy. It's expected.
Mm-hmm.
You kill a bus full of children. Mm-hmm. Oh my God!
It's true.
Life loss is life loss.
It's true.
If a regular man go outside and cheat on 40 women, that's the same shit as Tiger Woods doing it.
It's all about the public eye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just because he's famous does not make less of a human being.
This man.
If Kyrie had been a regular homeless bum and went on YouTube and said, on Wi-Fi in the street in the library, and said, I don't like Jules. Would that be the same energy after, because he's a basketball player for the Mets? No.
Well, look at the Vince McMahon situation.
That is my goddamn.
Well, hold on. Look at what I'm saying. Look at the Vince McMahon situation. He's white, and they're still getting at him.
But how long did it take, though?
All right, it took a while.
If Vince was black, that would have been done.
When?
He would have been fired. If Vince was black. He would have been fired 15, 20 years later.
Let me say something.
15 minutes later.
When the fuck did this show become a political fucking thing?
It's always been political.
Listen, all I'm saying is I might be a little twisted. I might be a third Jewish. I might have a cut on my penis. I might be bald.
You sure she didn't bite it too hard?
I might be retarded.
You sure she didn't bite it too
hard? And my college education might have been slurped up, fucked up earlier when I said jeans don't transfer the way it transfers. But I'll tell you right now, I make sense when I say that the system as a whole, when it comes to picking who the fuck is antagonized based on color and race and status, is bullshit.
There goes, we gotta get kicked off of this shit. That's what I'm gonna say.
I'm just saying.
And after furnace ain't burning, suck a dick. Listen, my thing is this. Everybody, they have all races except literally white,
Caucasian,
have gone through their stuff.
Everybody has.
And we all have gone through something. So, why are we keep on worrying about what? All right, Kanye fucked up. Yes, I admit, he is fucked up. But Kyrie did not say anything wrong. Kyrie never tweeted nothing wrong. He just put a film out there, put a link to a film. That's it. To open your eyes. He didn't even say open your eyes. He didn't say anything. He just put a fucking link to a film. That man should not be going through what he's going through right now. He should not be suspended from Nike. He should not be suspended from the league. This is bullshit. This is really fucking bullshit. And that's called bullshit all the way. In other news, right? We have sports upside down right now. We have the underdog winning a lot of matches. Am I lying? We have Cleveland Cavaliers, the number one team in the East with a dominant record. We have, I don't even know who the fuck is the dominant in the West right now. Is it Dallas?
The dominant?
Dominant, did I say it right?
Yeah, I said the dominant force in the West, actually. Utah Jazz, they're 11-3.
You looked it up?
They're 11-3.
11-3, that's damn, that's good. You know?
Oh, I know.
Wrestling-wise, wow. I mean, WWE, since Vince left, has been the full circle. I mean, like, upside-down world into reality.
And then, like, the Elite are not in All Elite Wrestling.
CM Punk was yesterday.
Old, tired.
He was yesterday in a UFC, commentating the UFC match yesterday.
Yeah, MMA match.
MMA match. It's Chicago, I think.
CFFC.
Long hair and everything. It's bad. Like, nigga, like, what happened to the AEW has literally from the top just dropped.
Yeah, it's bad.
MJF is, let me tell you something. Wasn't MJF and John Moxley and literally the Acclaim is holding the shit down.
Yeah, no, really, because FTR aren't the show like they're supposed to be.
That's what they pissed about.
The whole Jericho Blackpool Combat Club thing.
It's getting clear.
I don't like it. It's been going on. I think probably the second episode, maybe.
Yeah, it's too long. It's been too long with that.
Because they had Eddie Kingston and Jericho. Yeah. It's too long. For what?
I'm just saying, what is your opinion, Link?
Hello?
Logan Paul, Crown Jewel.
Honestly, I thought I was entertained.
You was entertained?
He did a good job.
He did an amazing job.
My man fought through his injury. And he got hurt for it.
ACL, MCL.
I actually like him more than his brother. I feel like he lives up more to the entertainment.
I like him as more than his brother because he's too cocky, but like his brother's real cocky. But my opinion on his brother too is that he has not fought nobody in their prime.
Yeah.
And supposedly right now he's gonna fight Tate.
Yeah.
So Tate's a good fight. That'd be a good fight because
there's about a film out there.
Also, Tate is not a boxer. He's a kickboxer. He did the UFC. Yeah.
There's a lot of like controversy over the Silver fight, the way he threw the punch, the way he fell.
He said he took a fall because they can think about it. This is the craziest part. If I don't know y'all remember, and that fight, the Jake Paul fight, that was a bet. If Jake Paul would have won, well, he won. Anna Silver and her and him were gonna make a health thing for the MMA fighters, like their own little insurance thing for them. And if Silver would have won, Jake had to fight him in a kickboxing match. It's a little funny to me.
Yeah.
You know, why one part of the bet is, hey, we can make the world a better place.
Yeah, and the other one,
and
is,
the other one is just, hey, you're going to fight me again in a different kind of match.
Like,
so, hold on. If you watched the whole fight, so I'm going to tell you about it. I watched the whole fight. Round for round, it looked it was going good. But then Silva like, got his age came in, it looked like, and Paul was giving him combinations. And then Silva came back in the ending, and then that punch knocked him out. He got back up, and then he didn't look mad. He was blessed. He was humble. He was like, listen, I respect the kid. He's a good guy. Come respect. And then, I didn't know, but Silva's part of fucking Jake Paul's boxing people. Like people he signed, is part of his crew. So I'm like, this look, and then he didn't make that much money off this match.
No, he didn't. Look, notice, and I'm gonna bring Tate into this because the fight with Tate and Paul. You can tell that this fight with Tate and Paul, it is only to raise Tate again in social media. Because
who's Tate?
Andrew Tate, it was a kickboxer, current podcasting, social media personality that just rags on women and has this toxic masculine kind of persona.
Oh, really?
Like, worse than the podcast really is.
Worse than this
podcast. And this podcast isn't.
We don't
that
talk
bad.
About bad on women.
No. But like he's real, real misogynistic comments, all that, right?
Okay.
And the thing is,
he was
not popular, but he was like kind of known around like 2018. Like,
okay.
But the thing is, he fell off, and he came back to the rise of TikTok and everything came back. Twitch, TikTok, you'll be on Twitch streams, TikTok streams, and now, after the summer, and after like September, October, he kind of fell off hard. He fell off hard.
Wow.
So it's kind of weird that
come back
after,
right now.
After you're talking crap about Jake Paul, Logan Paul, all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
For a minute, he's like for like months, he's been like, I don't like Jake Paul, I don't like Logan Paul, right?
All
right. And then you come up with this video, hyping up this fight between you and Jake Paul after you already fell off.
It's all about publicity, right?
Yeah, that definitely sounds something.
And the video, you can tell it was professional. Like they got together, mm-hmm. right? They did a little, you know, push apart thing, mm-hmm. right? And they all were like, you know, real respectful about it. Like if you really want to fight this guy, and you said it multiple times in your podcast, both of them said that they don't like each other to the point that
Espinoza, you have to remember something. It's like, how can I say? It's like wrestling. It's scripted, bro.
It's
scripted because you're trying to give somebody a buzz. Mm-hmm. Right now, the Paul's got the biggest buzz in the game. Both of them. That's the reason that Logan came to the wrestling, because he knew he could get more buzz, not getting crazy with nobody, could build a storyline, and he's learning how to be a wrestler, and he's an amateur wrestler, so it helps him out. You know what I'm saying? My thing is, with the Paul brothers is this. I don't believe in Jake Paul until he fights a real boxer. If he would have fought Mayweather and last like his brother did, then maybe. Because Logan is way taller than his brother.
It's kind of crazy how these YouTubers are now like famous in like boxing and like sports.
Because you gotta move from yourself. You gotta move like, okay, if YouTubers made you big, you got big on YouTube, okay, it's time to get big somewhere else.
Like KSI, Deji, who just won his first fight, and now he's facing Mayweather.
He's gonna fight Mayweather?
Yeah, Deji.
Mayweather fighting again?
Yes, he is.
You don't know how to retire, you don't know how to relax. That's it. All the money in the world, you don't know how to relax.
I was looking it up now about Tate. But yeah, I agree with him. I saw the video that I was watching and reading the comments. It looked way too staged. Like, I mean, it's all staged.
The Mayweather looked staged.
But it's just too much staged.
The video? Yeah.
The Mayweather looked staged. If you look at Mayweather when he was...
It's all staged.
When he got with Logan, that whole thing... And look at Mayweather when he used to really box and they got into altercation with somebody, he wouldn't be cool the way he was cool with Logan Paul.
And the fights be whack, though. Some of them be all right.
Yeah, like you want to see, I wanted to see Paul get knocked out by Mayweather.
These celebrity / ex-basketball.
Oh, my God. That shit, who was it? He got fat. Is it Andre Miller?
Yeah.
Oh my god, it was so bad, bro. But he knocked the dude out, but he looked so bad.
I said this a while. I said this actually earlier today or yesterday. No, I said yesterday when I first saw the Tate and Paul video.
Yeah.
It's obviously that Paul's going to win. It's a boxing match. So it's obviously Paul. Yeah. Paul knows he's going to win. Because even though Tate is going to be going to do the training again, he hasn't been kickboxing in 2 years. But he hasn't had a kickboxing or any kind of fight in 2 years.
Yeah, but Paul's quick, bro. I can't get it. Jake's really quick, yo.
He's not used to handboxing.
And he can take a hit.
Tate's a kickboxer.
Paul can take a hit. Like, he was getting hit by Silva in the face and just eating, and I'm like,
so
damn,
son. I think I'm gonna predict right now, most likely
Paul's definitely gonna knock him out.
During the fight, Tate is gonna go into like a kickboxing mentality, MMA mentality, like Tyrone Woodley did, and that's gonna mess him up. Because remember, Tyrone Woodley did the same thing against Jake Paul.
I agree.
We went to that UFC mentality.
Yeah, I definitely.
And then he lost.
But my whole thing is, you're good at boxing. Why you don't go for you? Why don't you go in the UFC ring?
He wants to fight Conor McGregor,
but he don't want to fight him in the ring. He wants to fight him in a boxing match.
You wouldn't want that.
Yeah,
and you ain't Conor.
He won Nate Diaz.
You do not want McGregor in a ring with
you. Well, you don't know yet, but you don't know how McGregor is. Octagon? But you don't know how McGregor is after the injury right now.
I know, but Octagon.
You lost your leg, nigga. You know what's that? Lost your leg.
I remember I watched it.
You know,
that's my boy too. I love him.
I was going for him the first time ever.
I love his whole attitude.
Like, so, and I gave him his props when he fought Mayweather in a boxing match.
So I'm going to say shout out to Colitos Moscato Rose
for his wine.
Yeah. You like culo.
My thing is this too, like, we don't talk a lot about this sport because some people don't see it as a sport, but I do. Battle rapping. I love battle rapping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They just had a good battle rap a couple weeks.
Like that. Like, yo, they call you Dutch, right?
Kobe is
But
stupid.
Every time I light you, I don't even smell the Dutch.
Wait, what the fuck does that mean?
When I take the blunt in my mouth and I light it, I throw it away, I stepped on it. I be like, yo, fuck that. I ain't gonna fight it. He's like, what? And then he had a nigga in the background hyping it up, mad dude, like it was the best ball in the world.
All right.
Yeah. And I hate this shit sometimes. I ain't gonna lie. I like it all the time.
It depends where you at.
Niggas be talking about these gun shit. None of them niggas be having guns.
Oh my god, but it's so awesome, dude. Like Clip, Clips is one of my
favorite. Yo, Clip, be one of your souls twice. Load off the AR. Automatic. Solely dissect you, yo. Put you in a pause. Illmatic. I'm like, okay, that was fire. But nigga, when you shot a gun? When?
You don't know that. These niggas.
When?
These niggas
full of shit, though.
But wait, kind of turning it like the music and turning into real life. A lot of stuff in the Bronx is going crazy, too, with like rap.
What do you mean?
Because there's like a lot of gang rap now in the Bronx. And that's causing a lot of like murder gang rape in the Bronx now.
Back to what I was saying before we get to that. So, battle rap, like 2 weeks ago, or I think a week ago, Legend came back from the. Oh my god, the legend came back. Murder Mook, original battle rapper, came before he went against, fuck is his name? Gucci something. Gooch, whatever his name is. It was a good battle rap. My thing is that when I was talking about battle rap, is because we were talking about Logan Paul and how things, battle rap is like wrestling too. It's not scripted, but like, it's like me and Link would start battling out of nowhere. But we saying some hatred shit to each other, but then after that we're gonna be smoking an L or drinking back when we're done. You know what I mean? Some battle rap is real. Like some battle rap niggas, it was back in the day a dude was to snuff niggas in the battle. Like I'm pocking your pocket and just hit a nigga in the mouth and the battle will end. You understand me? And it was real. But then it's like, something's for the sport, because the sport sometimes gets boring, so you have to build it up and more give it more push, more buzz. And shit.
Exhibition.
Yeah. What you were saying is about the gang rap in the Bronx. A lot of these kids out here young, and they don't have the right guidance.
A lot of them are 16, 14.
Like I told you, 17. I go to my block, I saw a kid with an AK-47, 16, 15 years old. And it's just not the way it is. That's why I laugh at people that leave the Bronx and then be at home and they're in a different environment and they be like, oh, I miss the Bronx. How you miss the Bronx? Like, I live in Long Island. I don't miss the Bronx for shit. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't come to the Bronx. Or my sister, I wouldn't come to the Bronx.
First of all, I live in the Bronx. I don't hang out with no. I have a bodega right across the street from me that I hate going to.
We love the new,
love the store, the new supermarket. The environment. The new supermarket is so beautiful. I hope they don't fuck that up because it's nice. My point is, I live around here and I don't hang out around here. I don't.
Not sure.
I know.
Like, did you hear what happened with the kid, Naughty?
How's this?
That they have now a TikTok trend where this dude end up, I told you about this actually. The kid Naughty, he was like 16, ran up on some dude in the train. Dude stabbed him in the stomach. He died. Naughty died. And then they made a diss on Naughty. First of all, using the Backyardigan song, Castaways, as a sample, and then making a whole TikTok dance called Naughty Boppin', where you punch your hips like you're getting stabbed.
So fucked up.
And that was trending for a minute.
That's so fucked up. The nigga died and you made a song about him when he's dead?
And made a TikTok trend.
That's fucked up, bro. That's so fucked up in the world. This is the world we live in. We live in a world that... Well, I don't live in this world like that. That's not my mindset. But the kids' mindset and the people's mindset is that social media really controls everything in the world. We literally let these niggas do what we've been fighting for years for them not to do. They're doing it by manipulating us with other ways. It's all manipulation. It's the biggest manipulation because, say I like sneakers. Everything my timeline is sneakers. Why? How you know I like what? How you know I like sneakers? I only like one picture with sneakers. How you know I like all the sneakers?
Algorithm.
Because they get you like that. Oh, niggas drinking this, the Colitos, whatever. He puts a picture of his Instagram. Now you're only gonna see Colitos all day. Wine, all that shit on his thing. It's just a fucking literary, and it's like it's getting worse and worse. It's getting worse and worse. All right, listen. I'm in social media for one thing, well, not two things. My business and the podcast. I have a private social media for family. Family only. That means we talk family. We bug out. I barely post on that shit. But it's for family to see I'm alive. But hey, I'm alive. How you doing? You know? And then it's like, I know Destiny and this podcast could be more if we would be more into our social media. And that's our problem with me and Link. We're not into it a lot because we just don't get the fucking gifs of being on it all day long. And we don't have the... Well, I have the time now, but he don't have the time to be on it all day long. You understand me? And that's how people... Like, shout out to my man Five Burrows. Shout out to my man Mark Reigns. Shout out to my man IG Bum. These niggas have they live their life on it. You know what I'm saying? And they making their money and they living, they getting their celebrity over it. You know?
Like, social media has its pros and cons. I'm saying the pros and cons.
Everything in the world has pros and cons.
But social media, and I actually had to do this for school. Social media has brought us together. As close as we have ever been in the world.
Yeah.
And we're getting closer.
Mm-hmm.
But on the same hand, it's kind of like a...
Mindfuckers.
And it's kind of like a idiom or kind of like almost a paradox in a way.
Yeah.
Where we are also being pulled apart farther than we will ever be. Socially.
Yeah. Like... Because we're not talking to us individual. We're just on our phone texting each other.
But not like physically distant. I mean like.
No, it goes physically.
Mentally, no, mentally different.
No, I go physically too. Because think about it.
Yeah, but
you ever watch the new show that guy called Blockbuster? The guy says Love himself. The show. Guy
yeah, says you himself. Up. Bring it up.
Guy says himself. Blockbuster, this whole show is a true story because there's only one Blockbuster in the whole world.
Actually based off that.
Yeah, it's based on the whole world. Says it. These big corporations fucked us up because, you know, you used to go to the store and get videos.
Customer service,
CDs, whatever. Now you got Netflix, you don't need to do that.
I used to love it.
Now you got Hulu, now you got all these streaming platforms, you don't need to socialize and go talk to nobody. You just go home. Put your shit on and just chill. There's no socialize. You can socialize with your family about the shows, but you ain't socializing meeting the real people in the real world. That's what we're not doing no more. Same thing with sneakers. The pandemic did it to us. Hold on, the pandemic did it to the worst.
You can't
watch. You was home buying shit online.
But yeah, I think we got watch parties.
But I think I mentioned mentally and like socially, because what we've done now in a political standpoint and everything else in the world now, it is now almost tribalism. Where we, if you don't like this, then you're against this.
Then I must be against me.
Like if you don't like certain political ideas,
like the people who are old school but have adapted to middle school, they were always a freak at the middle school. I'm sorry, but it just felt more real in the 80s and 90s.
Early 2000s, right,
it just felt like we lost connection.
You just said
creativity has long been lost.
Is no creativity.
Everybody uses the same shit.
I think. Again, there is.
Tell me. A line. Tell me where's the creativity? Songs is being redoed.
But you're samples, seeing this.
For example.
Hold on.
But it's always been samples. That's different. No. Listen. But hold on.
We're seeing this.
Hold up. Samples has always been around since the 1970s. People have been sampling. Think about that. Maybe later, but early or more. Because Elvis sampled other people's shit. Remember that?
I'm saying this. And like we always have covers and all that back in the day. Covers become more popular than the original songs, and that's old covers that are more popular than the original songs.
Yeah, but that's
like
different.
Like songs in the 70s.
But I'm not talking about it. I'm just saying there's no creativity.
But what you're seeing is you're seeing the surface, and the surface there's no creativity. Once you scratch deeper into
what
social media, you can see super creative people. There is always going to be, again, pros and cons. There are going to be people who are so creative, the most creative we have ever been, and then people who are so uncreative and is going to just copy and paste a song and just kind of sample it. Like, you're always going to have a First Class by Jack Harlow. You know what I mean? Like, that song is just a full sample with a little BS lines here and there, right?
Right.
And that's just for TikTok. Just so you have a little TikTok dance. But you have people who are putting heart and soul, like putting hours, months on end.
And don't get noticed.
That's what I'm saying. The surface.
All right. That's creativity. Process. Okay. All right.
What are you bringing this down? I'm breaking down.
There's creative people in the world. Yes. But I'm talking about, you don't understand what I'm saying.
Yes, I'm right.
Big people, big groups, or we would call them corporations. Don't see the creativity of others.
They don't.
They want that original shit, that sample shit over and over.
Money.
Nicki Minaj came back. What song she came out with?
Super Freak.
Whose song is that? Rick James, bitch. But let's go deeper than that. You understand me? People, Hoes in the House, WAP. WAP is Hoes in the House is a sample from Luke. You understand me? It's you gotta that see. That's something new. I can't relax. But it's trash.
But look at her next song though. What did they sample?
Bikini Bottom.
SpongeBob. The chase thing on theme for SpongeBob.
Like. Like, come on. And you know what? Hold on.
I want to lick her ass.
I bet you do. No bath water. No bath water.
The bath water days are over.
Now it's ass licking.
That's right.
But hold on. But back to the
American side coming out.
But back to what I'm saying.
No water.
What are we saying?
I want to let that sandpaper off of
me. I see artists like Seek. Seek is an artist that I see is very creative, right? Nigga is lyrical, right? But everybody sees this one track of him all the time. It's FOH all day. He has more songs in his whole thing, and everybody just rocks that FOH song.
Right.
But I understand. I kind of get why corporations are just going to go for the remakes and the samples. It's easy money. People are going to hear a tune they know, are going to see a song they know, and they're immediately going to go for it. Either for A, the nostalgia factor, B,
the TikTok factor.
Or C, the kind of
in the hip.
I want to see what this is about.
It's hip.
Not that too, but also, like in like the film or even music. Oh, I want to see what this is about. If you see a trailer for like an old movie, you're gonna be your interest is gonna peak. Because I want to see how they're gonna do this. How are they gonna either mess up or improve onto this movie that when I was a kid?
That's how I feel. Let's take a example. I felt like the same thing. I didn't want to go see Wakanda Forever because I'm hurt,
And they just, I'm hurt.
That's different. Different. That's
hold
different.
On, hold on. I'm hurt because, you know what I'm saying, I feel like this movie don't need to be made. Doesn't. Black Panther was good. Leave it alone. He passed. But let it go.
No one knew he was going to die.
I know
so
that.
So you already had a plan in the 10-year plan.
So what? They have
and
scratch
they
movies?
They had a Black Panther 2 and 3 side up
Didn't they have it? They can scratch movies all the time. They did it. They did it to Black, a bad girl.
The
they did a bad girl. They doing it. They doing it to. Right now, they got Blade on hold.
Anyway, Blade's tomorrow, next to Link.
Oh shit! You should not say anything.
You know what I'm saying? Next to Link, we will be watching the movie. Okay. But so tomorrow, on that episode, we will tell you how we liked it. But shout out to movies already in circulation, Black Adam.
Well, I wasn't done.
You take it too long.
But hold on. Because what you're saying, that's not what I'm trying to improve.
Okay, let's go back to that. We'll go back to Black Adam.
I try not to fall asleep, but okay.
Because what I'm trying to say is like...
The world's
less. That's a sequel. I'm talking about like Jurassic Park, Jurassic World.
You're talking about remakes.
I know.
But when I'm talking about something too. Okay. It's like they make Terminator all over again. Part 1. We're not talking about...
The Genesis?
Adding... Just adding a new Terminator. The same Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminator, right? The same name, but a different actor. The whole new Terminator.
A different story and all that.
Like RoboCop.
Yeah.
RoboCop. Or Judge Dredd.
Oh, I like Dredd though.
Dredd was good.
Dredd was good.
But ain't no better Dredd than Sylvester.
Yeah, but I do that.
I am the law. That's my guy.
That Dredd was good though. It was good.
What, but like wait. Did they remake up RoboCop?
Yeah.
When?
2014? 2013 around there?
Really? I never seen that.
Now I look it up now.
And you'll be the only one seeing it.
That's why I never seen it.
Because I will not sit there to experience
it. Listen, RoboCop wasn't good when we was kids anyway.
There was nothing Robo about it.
Listen, RoboCop wasn't great anyway when we was kids anyway.
The first one was decent.
That's it. Oh, I never saw it. RoboCop wasn't good when we was kids.
The way they killed him and the storyline was stupid.
He was about to get shot up as a cop.
He blew up outside his house.
Oh,
car.
Shit.
The suit's kind of cool. I can't remember.
The suit probably.
No, he had the black one. Actually, it was fire. Yeah, he like Raiden.
He does kind of
like so.
Like from
Hold on. We're losing.
That's Metal Gear.
It is. No, it is.
We're losing it. We're dripping away.
Back to creativity again. It's the lack of thereof. I want to go back to, for example, a current album that I love. And then my co-host here will love as well. The 21 Savage and Drake album. Rob. What an amazing album. Thank you, hip hop, for making a good album.
That's not a great album.
I love it.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
It was good. People are overhyping it.
Thank you.
It's a good album. I like the album.
I was entertained.
I thought it was good.
It's an okay album.
I thought it was good. Maybe I need to read.
Me and Espinosa heard this shit, the whole album, when driving. I said it was okay. I felt like Drake showed fire. He pussy. He son 21 Savage.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I'm going to say this, and I saw this as a take before. I'm going to actually say this again because I agree with this take. This is, at the same time, Drake's best album since 2018 and 20 Savage's worst album since 2018. And it's for the same person.
Hold on.
For the opposite person.
Lover Boy was awesome. All right, so let's not play Drake because that album was good. Certified Lover Boy was good.
Some of... A lot of it is on the same replay factor. I can't...
That last album he dropped was trash.
That was so bad. Oh my god.
That nigga was.
I forgot it existed.
That nigga was in a hotel room.
He
was in a hotel room with his dick in his hand and a pen. Listening to the same beat over and over.
Honestly, all I'm gonna say is, never mind.
What?
I'm gonna honestly never mind. That's the name of the album.
Wow.
Stop drinking. The Drake album.
The album's called Honest Never Mind.
Listen.
So I said, I'm going to honestly never mind. I don't want to say anything about the album.
The album was bad. Yeah,
that was so bad.
Bad
is bad. The only good track was the last one.
The last one, 21 Savage. 21 Savage. Jimmy Cooks. Again, this is Drake's best album since 2018, and 20 Savage's worst album since 2018. And it's for the opposite person.
Listen, like I said, he's Son Savage.
But I got to tell you.
Son Savage, he don't mean like it really son, but he did.
He showed the album.
It does, and he showed him that I got better bars than you do. You can't flow on every beat. When you make a song, when you make a collaboration album with somebody, you both gotta be on that shit.
Every beat should
flow. But it looks like Drake just took that.
He sunned it. He took it. He raped it.
He looked like he sat there and was like,
You heard yourself, man. Don't bullshit. You heard yourself. Your man cannot flow with a lot of beats. He was getting out of flow with one of the beats. He was like, I'm like, bro, stay on top of the beat. He just running off the beat.
It's funny about Sam has a certain way he flows. Yes, sir.
He needs a lot of drill beats, right?
Not even drill. Because he can flow on certain beats. It's just that I feel like some of the beat production. Too slow.
That nigga is Drake. It's Drake.
And Savage. What he was trying to flow. Because he can flow on certain beats, especially slow beats. Listen to, what's the song he has with Drake? Yeah, the song he has with Drake on his album, on 702.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a slow song. He can rap to slow. It can flow with slow music.
There's slow beats and then there's Drake beats. True. Drake beats is like a mix of slower and...
But I would say funny, because I like
Rich Flex off the Battle 5.
That was good. Except for the first... What was Drake doing that first line?
We gotta
play the first line.
Circle Loco was fire.
Circle Loco was like one of the best tracks where everybody went crazy.
Was fire. Pussy and Millie and Travis Scott was fire. I like Travis Scott.
Where's Travis Scott during his album?
No kids, man.
I'm waiting for Utopia.
Middle of the Ocean was good.
I like about
8 tracks out of the 16.
That's bad.
No, 8 solid to me. I only heard it once like that, so I would say.
I heard it 3 times.
8 to 10
solid. Well, if we hit the club, pay for about 10 niggas to get in, we crunk, lit, any bitch. Yeah. No, we walk around the world. Stepping out, getting up down, our wide feet like that. Yeah. Get your ass smushed.
Yeah. Yeah, around here.
Biggest.
I want to know, what was he doing here? I don't know about that part.
What was that?
You know what it is? He was trying to hype him up.
I like back. Back Outside Boys.
Play that. Play it again.
No.
That part.
That's it. Come on. He was always trying to hype. But I don't know about the ops shit. I don't know why you need to talk to the ops for. I don't know why.
Listen, man, y'all just too much.
Back Outside Boys I liked, and what was the other one?
This was something for me.
Privileged Rappers 21. I liked.
I liked 21. I like it. I don't see no wrong with it. I get Drake. I speak Drake. I'm a Drake fan, so.
You speak Drake.
I
like the last album, but I speak Drake.
Yeah, no, you're a fan. Yeah, I like the last album. That's what I'm saying. He bugging. That's your man.
That's your man.
But he's your man.
Listen, for me, the
replay value isn't there. Like, that's what... Okay, the replay value from the track isn't there. Like, Girls Want Girls, it's kind of an
end. This is my ass in my head.
Yo, put Girls on Girls. He crazy. Girls on Girls.
Hold on.
How about this? Hold on.
You can't let this song play because it's copyright infringement.
How about this? This track.
You gotta fast forward. It's copyright infringement.
That was good. Okay.
Alright, let's
see. Can't
play no more music like that. It's copyright infringement.
I think Donda, even though it was a lesser...
Oh, here we go with the Donda shit again.
A lesser...
We had this conversation. We heard this already the last episode about Donda and Certified. We talked about this.
They both got albums in their own way.
In their own way. That's it. Okay. Creativity in the world.
Daddy, you do something for me.
Espinosa, that's the honey bun, baby.
Do something for me. 21.
I'm quitting this podcast.
Do something for me.
I'm going to start strictly doing the wrestling podcast.
Hey, Doug, going back to our wrestling podcast.
I'm going strictly to the wrestling podcast. I'm quitting.
Do
this is the last episode you can hear me on.
Espinosa, do something for me. Ian Solid, do something for me.
You think it's an East Solid?
Put a nigga to sleep, do something for me.
All right, so We were saying about...
Why don't you play games with me?
That's the man. That's just the man. Roman's the fucking man.
The man, the myth, the legend. But the future, the icon of wrestling right now. Roman.
The bloodline.
Motherfucking Reigns. The one.
We are the ones.
Wrong one.
So... Because I see that...
That's how I sound when I come.
Wait a minute.
I mean,
hold on. It's a lot of things we don't get into because we get to wild stuff. So let's get into some stuff.
I'm not getting wild anything.
I want to... Let's talk about some small businesses. Like, let me give a big shout out to the Comfy Couch... they're having their second annual Keep New York Warm next week. We're trying to get there, Dan and I. I don't know if you'll be working.
What day is that?
Saturday.
No, I can't do overtime right now.
Oh, so Saturday we're going to be out in the Bronx, East Tremont.
Can I get a ride?
Yeah, we pick you up. See if anybody you know, this is for everybody, not only Link, anybody you know that don't want no jackets and want to donate, hit us up on our Instagram.
Or put it on Facebook.
On Instagram. And definitely, because she has a lot of boxes.
Unless she blocked us.
Hit the button, Savage. Hit the button. Give a big shout out to everybody out there that's doing stuff donation-wise, charity stuff like that, mad props. And hopefully everybody in New York show up for her.
They never left.
But I saw her gram, her story, and a lot of people donated a lot of stuff. Last year, she had Ken Starrs and Mike Mark Reigns. They came out, and a lot of people donated. So this year, hopefully, a lot more people come out and show love.
Shout out to the givers. Shout out to family and love, neighborhoods. Let's do this right, positive movement. I like it. I like it, Dutch. Good shout out.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we got to be there. This podcast is not only us being crazy. We put everything into this podcast. We put our feelings, we put our thoughts, we put everything in.
My ball sack.
Deep in goats, you know, what can I tell you? Espinoza puts his mind into it. You see Espinoza talk about creativity because he's that generation, so he wants to talk about that they're not lost yet, but they are, but his part is not.
Daddy provides hope to the generation.
Yeah, because, you know, he is creative. You know, he's working on 3 films, you know, Charge is almost done. He got a Nightwing film he's trying to do.
Close it.
Hasn't
been confirmed yet.
Too much. Confirmed. But talking about Nightwing, Titans came back. I don't know if you've seen the first episode yet.
I haven't seen anything. I'm behind.
Oh, yeah, you mad behind. I can't even talk about it. Shit.
Gotham Knights
game. Video game was awesome. Just mad that we cannot sit down together and all play. Who the fuck makes these games like this, yo? The same thing with Ghostbusters. Don't start with Ghostbusters.
Yo, nigga, how do you kill the spider already?
What?
This is why we
buy... How do you kill the whole sprite?
This is why we buy more drinks. Don't worry about it.
What?
He's drunk already.
How you kill the whole sprite?
What? I told you. We have.
I bought it actually.
Because he gave the money back. And listen, I told y'all this. Excuse me if I told y'all this.
One cup.
But I told y'all this. We all have big cups. That's a 2 liter.
I tell you, you don't fill half.
Who's the fill half?
I'm thinking for this. I can't mix.
He just want to know how it happened.
What's something?
He just want to know.
A little bit. No, a little bit.
He just wants to know how it happened.
That's too much.
I'm mad. That the Ghostbuster game is only one player and you have 4 Ghostbusters. You have 4 Ghostbusters and it's only one player.
And like, how are the how's that possible?
I guess they feel like most people don't play online together.
But like, still, you should have the option.
Like, what are the chances of us playing together, really?
But Ghostbusters, you only pick one person!
Well, hold on. No, like, they should at least have the option, though. At least have the option. Like, give us the option, too, if... Hypothetically, if we
play Ghostbusters together, we all get white scarves, we got some holes on them, and play Ghostbusters.
Or like,
I don't know if y'all know. Big announcement: Link has a dog named Zelda.
What does my dog got to do with the podcast?
People got to know about your life, Link. Anyway, if they follow
you. They don't want to know about his life.
They don't want my dog.
Listen, and first of all,
I really doubt they care about the fact that Link happens to have a dog named after the princess of the game that he's based
on. Yes, that's awesome. That's awesome. And hold on. Chip and Ari been in the podcast many times.
Chip, that's because you choose to bring them up.
No, dude. They choose themselves to be in the podcast.
Right. I am a different man.
They put themselves in the podcast.
You ain't put her on social media already, so don't even bullshit about that.
On my personal page.
You only have one page.
The personal page, which is linked to our page.
Yeah, personal. Yeah. His personal page is linked to the Talks with Dutch page.
It's named Link, so technically.
So,
but even the multiplayer for Gotham Knights, the max is 2 players. There's
4 online.
Yeah,
Link online.
Look at the box.
Only means you can play again in the room.
4. Gotham Knights.
Thank God we didn't get Will wanted to get it. Remember, he was trying to pick Will to get it. Thank God he didn't get it because
that shit is whack, bro. Four people. The map is big enough.
You could have. That's if Destiny can do it. If Avengers can do it.
Why can't Avengers did it? Even though the game sucked because it was
game two
microtransactions.
Yeah, it was.
That is too grindy.
Too much grinding.
What about Call of Duty? The new one.
I love it.
How crispy it looks now when we clicked it up.
By the way, people, if you want to play Call of Duty and you have the ability with the TV and you know some of you might have, 1955 television sets.
What? Who still has that TV set like that?
Some of you might not have color. I understand.
Who the fuck don't have a color TV at this time?
Some of you might not even have contrast as a setting. But still, don't be a dick right now. So I'm in that mood today.
You do it, Link.
Listen, if you're still rocking...
Some people don't even have TVs.
So if you're still rocking the Daewoo brand from Radio Shack...
Wow, there is no more Radio Shack.
If you got an RCA...
The last one I made.
If you got an RCA TV still in your house...
If you made Mr. Espinosa lie about RCA, what the fuck he knows about RCA? He wasn't even born when RCA was around.
Niggas got RCA TVs in the bag. Niggas got Daewoo. Niggas got sand without the
light. Can we get to your point?
And they got the sand without the sun in it, my nigga.
Can we get to the point?
Niggas can't afford TLCs from Best Buy.
Can we get to your point?
Why niggas even have a Simia, bro? They got Simias. Not even a Simia. You know what I'm saying?
Can we get to the point?
The point is that if you're able to put the settings, play with the game, PS5, PS4.
But see, you're not telling what kind of settings it is.
You can go on TikTok.
Oh, yeah, go on TikTok, because I'm not telling you this shit.
Modern Warfare 2 high res settings. Yeah. And it'll show you there's a great chance.
How beautiful.
It's a great opportunity just tweaking a few things in the game.
Oh, my God, how beautiful.
And the game goes from spectacular to holy shit.
Yo, I had these niggas last night like, yo, I can see
this. I will never go back.
Never go back.
To traditional settings ever again.
Never go back.
It's like playing with your balls and not playing with your balls ever again. It's like, once you play with your balls, that feels amazing.
Wait, what?
You know, it's like you go to Mexico and you take a $20 shoe. It's $20. The girl gave you the best hand job in the world.
A hand job?
Yes.
I don't think a bitch can make me come with a hand job.
I mean, listen, when you take a taco shell and stroke your dick.
What a taco shell? What a taco shell?
And create shredded cheese.
By the way, this conversation started from video games.
I'm just saying.
Half of the conversation started with something that gets crazy.
It went from a chalupa to a full on. Quesadilla, quesadilla, okay?
Wait,
and I came in 6 minutes. 6 minutes.
I'm done with this.
I was the co-founder of the real chalupa box.
So she put your burrito in a chalupa?
No, she made
what are y'all talking about?
She made
I'm just trying to mess with this fam. What are y'all talking about?
She made my burrito great. She look, and she on RCA TV.
I can't do it no more. I can't do it. Man. Thank you so much. My shout out to everybody out there that loves the show.
No. We've been gone. We've been gone for 7 months, and we only give them an hour.
An hour.
We should get at least 1:30. At least 2 hours.
We'll think about it. For now, I think they're good. But anyway, Bully the Beat. That's
going on. Hold on. Yeah, I lost my train of thought. This nigga just said, I
don't know. Bathwater Chronicles is dead.
So, shout out to everybody that listened to our show. We're sorry. You know many people told me, yo. People been telling us why we not back. Why we not back.
We got canceled.
Yeah, I did a Kyrie.
So.
I turned the furnace on.
So sorry for that. We're back for now. We don't know how long.
We're back until we get actually canceled from iHeartRadio from the first 10 minutes of this podcast.
Yeah, definitely. When they hear this shit, probably. It's the CEO of the streets, the bully with the beat, the man that cannot be defeat. I can't even talk. And you know I got my co-host,
Balls Deep in Peru.
Balls Deep in Peru.
Gotta go. RCA, bitches.
And you know who I got right here, Mr. Fax, Mr. Noah. Mr. Espa knows.